This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Gordon State debate win, communication lessons that apply at work. When small schools win the room. What happened? Gordon State College's debate team walked into the third annual Regents Cup tournament as the new kid on the block. They sing established programmes from across Georgia. They walked out with the best finish of any state college in the competition. For a programme in its first year of tournament play, that result is not an accident. It is a communication story worth unpacking. The communication angle. Picture this: a room full of experienced debaters, polished by years of competition, and one team that nobody is watching closely. That invisibility is actually an advantage, and Gordon State debaters almost certainly used it. Here is what almost always separates winning debate teams from the rest: they do not try to sound smart. They try to be understood. The most common mistake in competitive debate, and in professional communication generally, is confusing complexity with credibility. A tangled argument delivered with confidence fools nobody. A clear argument delivered with precision wins rooms. Gordon State, competing for the first time at this level, had no bad habits to unlearn. They built their case from the ground up, and clean communication tends to beat cluttered communication every time. There is also something powerful about what I call the underdog's posture. When you are not expected to win, you are free to take communication risks that established competitors avoid. You can be direct. You can be bold. You can make one strong claim instead of 10 safe ones. Experienced teams often hedge because they have something to protect. A first-year team has nothing to protect and everything to prove. That pressure produces clarity. The third factor here is preparation depth. Top debate finishers do not come from talent alone. They come from teams that have rehearsed their arguments so thoroughly that the words feel natural, not recited. Fluency is persuasion. While a speaker sounds like they're thinking out loud instead of reading from memory, the audience leans in. Gordon State's coaching staff clearly drilled their team past the stage of knowing the material and into the stage of owning it. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on argument architecture gives you a framework for building a position that holds up under pressure, starting from that single core claim and constructing outward so every word you say points back to the same destination. Gordon State did this instinctively. You can do it deliberately. The takeaway. Before your next high-stakes presentation or difficult meeting, do this one thing: reduce your argument to a single sentence, not a paragraph. One sentence that captures your core position. If you cannot say it in one sentence, you do not know it well enough yet. Gordon State's debaters succeeded because they knew exactly what they were arguing. You should too. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.